Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need fun.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sean Murphy is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, CEO and founder of Switch and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace, Creating an Environment That Energizes Everyone. That's available wherever books are sold. Sean, thanks again for being here. We're talking about feedback, that fun thing that everybody loves. So if you out there where the rubber meets the road, you're working with clients, you're helping them understand this kind of management training, management practices and behavior. Have you got any stories of how companies have dealt with this and how you've helped them?
Yeah. So there's a one of my favorite companies back east, and they're actually in the book. I can say who they are, actually. They're Luck Companies, and they have a practice of or a belief, I should say, that if you're not giving feedback, you're not caring enough about the other person. And what's interesting about this is they believe that in order for someone to live into their potential at work, and keep in mind they're a blue-collar organization. They're an aggregate business. They say they make big rock or little rocks out of big rocks. And they've got this culture of feedback. And if they want people to do their best, they need to know. And if you're not letting them know when they're not at their best, then basically you're saying you don't care enough about that person. And
so feedback is love.
A little bit of tough love at times.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think what's important about that and what makes Luck so successful financially and also as an employer, top employer, is that they are willing to show their employees what it takes to be successful and create a culture of success because, in part, of feedback. It's not the only thing, but their success is in part due to holding people accountable for high performance.
Well, how do they do it? What's their method? They have a practice. Obviously they have a culture, but I mean, what are they? How does it manifest from top to bottom?
Well, they practice what they call values based leadership, and values based leadership is basically making it very clear what the values are and the actions that support the values that in turn support the business. And so there's a lot of education that they do around the values and giving feedback and receiving feedback. And I think the other part too
is this feedback on a running feedback, or is it scheduled? Is it impromptu? Is it, you know, how does it manifest? How does it come up?
The answer is yes. Yes, to all of the above.
Of course, if you're dealing with machinery and rocks, some feedback could be, "Hey, stop! You're going to kill yourself."
Yeah, absolutely.
Or no! Hey, stop! Stop! You could kill me.
That too. And I think what's really fascinating to me is you hear about feedback, and it's often in the context of white collar work. But in their case, they're predominantly blue-collar employees who are held to a very high standard for safety reasons, mm-hmm. absolutely, but also just so the business is successful.
Sometimes we think of feedback as being 50% or more philosophical, which you don't always think about in a blue-collar environment, but it doesn't have to be, does it?
They are relentless in protecting the culture that they've created, and that in part means having those difficult conversations when people are acting in a way that undermines what helps them be successful. There's no tolerance for behavior or actions.
Do they, and this would be an interesting thing. Do they roll up their feedback regime, their feedback practices, into a metrics thing, meaning, you know, 369 days since an accident, things, those kinds of things? I mean, I could see where any company could talk about excellence, talk about performance, and tie the feedback to those kinds of bell ringing performances. What do you think?
Yep, they do track the safety portion. For their managers, part of their compensation, it's broken into thirds, and one of the thirds is feedback from employees to the leaders. Mm-hmm. And so it's going both directions. It's never just from the manager to the employee. It's also from the employee to the manager. And
yeah, it goes both ways, doesn't it? But yeah. Now, is the feedback from the employees to the manager, is that impromptu and ongoing, or is that when there's time for the 360?
It's ongoing. It's ongoing. It's formalized with the 360.
Yeah, very interesting. So, how about that? Okay, Sean, give us a website and tell us what's on it.
Switchandshift.com. You find the different services that we offer. And, of course, we've got our award-winning blog about all kinds of stuff around leadership.
And the book is called The Optimistic Workplace, Creating an Environment That Energizes Everyone. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Sean Murphy. Here's CCR to take us out. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.